Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Northern Ireland Secretary, Chris Heaton-Harris, says the financial package of £3.3 billion will be available from day one of a reformed government in Stormont. Mr Heaton-Harris held talks with the five biggest parties in the North throughout this afternoon amid efforts to restore devolved government ahead of a mass strike on Thursday involving thousands of public sector workers calling for better pay and conditions. With more on this, we're joined now on the line by Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy and leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Doug Beattie, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Doug Beattie, I might come to yourself first, and you were part of those meetings today, as was Sinn Féin, with the Northern Ireland Secretary, and one of the things that we're hearing out of it is that the DUP is saying significant progress was made. Do you agree?
Well, I don't know what significant progress could be made. We've spoken to the Secretary of State before Christmas, since we come back just after the New Year, and again today. And he clearly stated each time that negotiations are over, and now it's a case of yes or no to whatever those negotiations produced. That doesn't mean we stop talking, but it seems to me that the negotiations are all done and dusted now, and we're really moving into a position where if a decision is not made, the Secretary of State now has to formulate a plan for how we're going to govern Northern Ireland going forward and be able to take decisions in a timely manner for the people of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, Conor, one of the things that Chris Heaton-Harris said today after that meeting, or after his series of talks today, was that the time for talking, he said, is done. He said he believes all the conditions necessary are now in place for the political representatives of Northern Ireland to govern on behalf of the people who elected them. He said it's time for Stormont to get back to work.
Yeah, and I agree. I also agree with Doug's view that, I mean, the negotiation in and around protocol issues has been finished for some time. The DUP, for their own reasons, have strung this out by seeking clarity on presentational issues and trying to, you know, keep questions coming into the British government so to play it for more and more time. Meantime, people are continuing to suffer with the lack of an executive. The workers haven't been properly paid for public services. Our public services were on their knees anyway as a consequence of 12 years of austerity from the Tory government. And so there's a whole raft of problems building up there which need attention. And the DUP just have set their face against taking any decision, I think due to their own internal party wrangles. And so the people right across the North, who we all collectively represent, are continuing to suffer with the absence of an executive. And we face into probably the largest industrial action the North has ever seen on Thursday, where people are just so frustrated with the inability to get government back and to get the pay issue sorted. And there is finance there to perhaps not restore people to what they should be entitled to, but at least make some dent in the pay issues for most public sector workers. We are ready to go back. I know the other parties are ready to go back. We have been for a long time. We're coming up to 2 years now from the DUP initiated its boycott of the executive, and we want to get back to work with all the other parties and provide leadership in these very challenging times. Mm.
It seems most parties, Doug Beattie, want to get back to work, and Chris Heaton-Harris said today that if an executive has not been reformed by Friday, he said he will have various decisions to make and he will set out his next steps in due course. What do you think those decisions should be on Friday?
Well, look, I think that the main thing that we should have is we should have Stormont back up and running again. We need devolved government, but the bottom line is if we don't have devolved government, then we need decision-making for Northern Ireland. I think there will be primary legislation laid in Westminster next week, which will create some sort of a hybrid sort of mechanism between the Northern Ireland office and Northern Ireland civil service in order to make decisions. And the Secretary of State will lay a budget in the next couple of weeks to see Northern Ireland through the next 12 months. It's not the way I want to see this.
Who will be running Northern Ireland?
Well, it'll be run by, in the same way it's been run over this last 2 years. It's virtually run by committee, and that is Westminster officials, along with civil servants, you know, making decisions. And you know, the executive formation bill pretty much lays out what they can and cannot do in regards to decision making. So it's not ideal. It's not what I want, but that looks like where we're going to end up if we don't get Stormont up and running.
Would an election be better?
Well, you can say an election would be better, and a lot of people will say that they should have an election. But let's remember, we had an election 2 years ago, and we got a result from that. And therefore, democracy is that we should see that result applied. That's where I want to be. If there's an election, then there's an election. You know, I just don't think it's going to solve the problems that we have now.
Conor, would you agree?
Well, I agree that the result of the election 2 years ago now almost should be honoured. I heard Tánas just saying that in his remarks on your programme earlier. I mean, if the Secretary of State, who's under his own legislation, is obliged to call an election, does so, we'll be ready to fight it. But we want to see, like Doug, the Assembly back in place again. We want to see the parties around the table working together. If the DUP has set their face against power sharing, and that will become clear by the end of the week, because there's nothing more to negotiate on protocol issues, then I think both governments have a responsibility at that stage, both Dublin and London, as co-guarantors of the agreement, to step in and try and work with the rest of us to chart a way forward.
And what would that look like?
Well, we have our own ideas in terms of what that looks like, but we've been concentrating right up to this point and will for the next number of days on Plan A, which is to try and get the Assembly and the Executive back in place. But if that's very clear that the DUP are not up for doing power sharing and won't come round the table with the rest of us and try and tackle the issues that need to be tackled, then we need to talk to both governments, and we will talk to both governments about what the future looks like.
And do you accept that, Doug, that both governments would need to be involved?
Well, there's no joint authority for Northern Ireland in the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. What you do have is the British Irish Intergovernmental Council, the Intergovernmental Conference, where they can talk about issues affecting devolved issues in regards to Northern Ireland. So you know, people will have their input in whatever shape or form it is. But the bottom line is, it will be up to the UK government to make the decisions in regards to Northern Ireland. But the big problem is, of course, is that democratically elected politicians like myself, like Conor, who put ourselves in front of the people, will not have a say in this. And you know, that's excluding us from governing Northern Ireland. I don't think that's right or fair.
Yeah, because I know you're saying, Doug, that this is democracy, you know, that people had their say 2 years ago. Well, they did have their say, but that say hasn't been enacted, hasn't it? That say hasn't been carried through because the DUP has refused to join. Do you think they need to be more proactive to get in and to get Stormont up and running?
Well, of course. I mean, I've spoken to Sir Geoffrey Donaldson on many, many occasions. I've tried to use my influence to get him to go back in again. I mean, he has issues in regards to the Windsor framework. I understand the issues he has with the Windsor framework. My argument is that we can deal with those issues while in a reformed, devolved government. So Geoffrey thinks it's better doing it within a boycott. That's where we differ. But there's always more that we can do. We have to remember, of course, is that the people of Northern Ireland is what's important here, and we need to be delivering for them, for services for those. And look, if you just look at, we're going to have a strike on Thursday. It's going to be a devastating strike, I've got to say, for Northern Ireland. And I don't want to see that, and I certainly don't want to see it prolonged. So eventually all roads lead back to devolved government and Stormont, and that's where I want to see it. So I do plead with Sir Geoffrey and the DUP on multiple occasions, because that's where we're going to have to end up eventually.
And do you think, Geoffrey Donaldson, from your conversations with him, Doug, do you think he accepts and understands what Chris Heaton-Harris has said, which is that negotiations in relation to the Windsor framework are closed?
Well, look, you know, if I take it at face value, the answer is yes. And I would also say this, that I genuinely believe that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson does want to get Stormont back up and running again. I do think he does believe in devolved government, but he has problems within his own party, and he's going to have to deal with them. But eventually, we're going to have to get back there. There is no other alternative to this other than what we had with the Belfast Good Friday agreement. So that's where we're going to end up. But what we can't do is just delay it and wait till after the next general election in the UK, because that could be a year away, and that would just be devastating for Northern Ireland.
Although, Conor Murphy, I mean, we've been having this conversation on the show for the last 2 years about how devastating this is for Northern Ireland and how many vital services have, you know, suffered, really, because decisions aren't being made in the way and with the speed with which they could be made, because there's no one there to make the decisions. I know the Assembly has been recalled for Wednesday afternoon. What are you hoping to achieve with that?
Well, I think Thursday's the deadline for this under the legislation that the British government brought in. So this is one last opportunity for the DUP to do the right thing, to listen to the people that are pleading with us all to get back into work. There is, as we have said, a general strike plan for Thursday. It can be averted if we are able to access that money from the British government and try and begin to deal with the public pay issues. So there is an opportunity on Wednesday for us to go up and elect a speaker and get things up and running. That's the last effort. I think when it goes beyond this, then there is really no target date beyond that, and we end up into just a complete sense of drift. And I think that's important that both governments step in and recognise that and take action to try and resolve that. But we wanted to see, and that's why we did recall the Assembly on Wednesday, to give one last chance to try and get this show on the road so that we can begin to start to deal with the problems that we have and try and provide some help for public services and for those who provide the public services.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Conor Murphy and Doug Beattie.